It's the flip side of the record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. College tuition in Washington state has increased dramatically since the recession started in 2008. According to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, our four-year public colleges have experienced the second highest tuition hike in the country. Catherine Long writes about higher ed for the Seattle Times. She told me why tuition here has skyrocketed.
One of the things is that before the recession hit, the tuition here was pretty reasonable. And in fact, I remember the University of Washington officials kind of, you know, showing me numbers when I first started the beat back in 2008, 2009, showing how they were kind of at the bottom of what they considered their peers in terms of tuition. So there was, you know, I think everybody thought there was some room to grow. And then when the recession hit and the state had to start cutting back so much because revenue had fallen so much, I think legislators thought this was a place where they could do it. And in what would then happen is that tuition would grow. So that's what we've seen.
How much did they actually cut back the state aid?
Well, state aid actually increased.
Increased. Okay, so state higher ed funding.
The amount of money that goes to support undergraduate studies at our universities was cut by about 50%.
50%.
It was a big cut.
Why did they think that that was the place they could take the money from? Do you know?
Well, there weren't a lot of choices. Social services has really grown over the years, and I think that the what they were weighing was, do we cut into social services at a time when they're very badly needed, or do we cut back on higher education and then allow the universities to increase tuition? The other thing that they did during that time period, I think this happened in 2011, is that they put a lot more money into the state's state need grant, which is kind of like our Pell Grant for in-state students. And we are one of the most generous states in the country in terms of providing Pell Grant money. So when you look at the tuition increases, that's just measuring one form of support that the state gives to higher ed. Another form of support is the state need grant.
You mentioned that in 2008, you looked at documents provided by the University of Washington. Their take on it was that our tuition was a lot lower than peer institutions around the country. When you look at it now, how does our level of funding, not the aid funding, but the direct funding for higher ed compare to other states?
I think we're low compared to other states. We're not supporting it as much as some other states are doing. I think the per student support is lower than quite a number of states.
We're not down with Mississippi, are we?
No, we're not.
Poor Mississippians, I'm sorry if you're listening. I'm talking with Catherine Long, who covers higher education for the Seattle Times. So you mentioned the state version of the Pell Grant, the needs grant money went up. So how has the increase in tuition affected the accessibility of higher education in the state?
Well, I think there's a lot of concern that it has, and yet it's not really playing out in terms of the numbers of students going to college. We still have about the same number of students who are going on to two- or four-year college or university. So, you know, it seems like students have been able somehow to absorb this. The one thing that has gone up is the amount of loans that they're taking out. So we're seeing a higher and higher loan debt when students graduate. I think it's about $20,000 a year is the average in Washington state.
A couple of years ago, there was an outcry over the number of out-of-state applicants who were being accepted vis-a-vis how many slots there were available for Washingtonians to go to the University of Washington. I'm not sure if that's true for other universities.
It's mostly true for the University of Washington.
Why was that? And was it really true? Were there more out-of-state applicants being accepted?
Yes, there definitely were. Prior to that year, which I think was 2011, I think that there had been an understanding that the University of Washington would let in about 4,000 in-state students per year. And they decided that year to bring the number down to, I think it was 3,850, so about 150 fewer students. And it sort of gets magnified because of the way you let in more students than you expect are going to, accept. So And I was getting these calls and going to parties and talking to people saying, my God, I can't believe my child who has, you know, a 3.9 GPA and really high SAT scores did not get into the UW. So it turned out that that was the decision that they made. And the reason they made that decision is because the cuts had been so severe, they said, that if they let in more out-of-state and let in more international students who pay almost triple the amount in tuition, that they would then not have to cut back on in-state student enrollment even more.
And I know that they went back on that decision the next year because of outcry.
They did go back. There was, I think, even a piece of legislation that required them to go back to 4,000 as sort of a threshold. And every year since then, they've increased it, actually.
What can we expect in terms of higher ed funding in the future in Washington?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's going to depend a lot on what the revenue forecasts look like going down the road. This next academic year, tuition is frozen again. It was frozen last year. It'll be frozen again for the 2014-15 year. I was in a UW Regents meeting yesterday, actually, where they were talking about the legislature already, the staffers already saying, please model some cuts for us for the next session.
Really?
And whether they do that because they don't want the university to think, well, the recession is over. We're going to put in some requests. We need some more money, or you know, who knows what's really going on there. But that is the message that's coming down from Olympia.
Catherine, thank you so much for coming by.
All right, thank you.
Catherine Long covers higher education for the Seattle Times. In the wake of the Great Recession, Washington State's four-year colleges have seen the second highest tuition hikes in the nation. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds.